And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. All is well with you?
Yes.
Bring us back around to where we are.
Trying what I know, what I feel, and what I see about the non-physical, that's the way to live. And I want to go downstream. But to try to explain your zeal to my spouse or to anyone here or on the outside, how do you do that and not get slapped in the face and keep and not let any negative come into you? And I'm not going to buy that negative. I don't want to hear it.
Well, you see what happens. It's a good opportunity for you to practice what you've come to know. Because when you say, I understand this and I'm learning to live it, and I'm learning to choose thoughts that are downstream thoughts, and I'm feeling better more of the time, and much of my life I'm now living in deliberate connection to who I really am. And then you say, but somebody is doing something that is now bothering me. And we say, well, when you notice that they're doing something and it's bothering you, then you're not living what you know. And that, frankly, is why it's bothering you. So what we like to say, so many powerful teachers here, and you want so much to uplift others. And we know that this isn't, your conversation isn't only about how can I stay on track when I'm around people who are off track, although that's part of it. It's how can I stay on track even though they're off track so that I can help them get on track. And we say, for the most part, we were visiting with a woman one day who was talking in very strong language about the trouble she was having keeping her balance because of her very negative mother. And she went on and on and on and on about it. And we, so much so that we began looking around under tables and things for her mother, because, and she was nowhere around. And then we helped this person to acknowledge that a good deal of the negative emotion that she was feeling about her mother was not even happening during interaction. It was the thing that she was replaying long afterward. And what happens, especially in relationships, is that most of you have gotten off on the foot that you will do your best to help others feel good. And this information that you're receiving from us is a radical departure from that, because what it's saying is you cannot create in the experience of another. All you can do is tend to your own vibration. And if you will hear that in its pureness and do your best to live by it, so much so that you're saying to everyone that you care about, I'm coming into alignment because it feels good, and deal with it. And don't worry too much about what anybody else is doing. And if you can maintain that, it is our promise to you that others will begin to come along, because first of all, there's one very important fact that they might not even know, but we know, and you are coming to know it. They want to feel good, even when they're not. And so when they witness someone like you coming into this alignment and feeling better and better, in time, they will.